Sam's just like making a bunch of noise over there. He didn't even
I don't
move
know what he's doing.
his
He's moving a small
microphone.
basketball hoop.
He's really just
You
not
got a
so not
beer?
professional to not mute your mic when you leave your desk. Oh,
Unprofessional to not
wow.
have your glass until 4 minutes after we're supposed
I
to
know, even I
record.
have the glass.
That was fucking funny, you guys.
You have no idea.
Oh shit, I don't have a bottle opener.
Classic. Again,
Incredible.
another blunder.
Hello and welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast, episode 642. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and here's your host, the dastardly bastard responsible for Mambo's 1 through 4. It's Tyler Dryblatt.
Do you have somebody submit that? What was that?
I spent my whole shower trying to think of, like, what's a good bit? What's a good bit? What's a good bit? That's what
Incredible.
I came up
Well,
with.
incredible. I
Do
love it.
your
You're
best
done.
thoughts in the shower.
Yeah, you're done for the episode, Sam.
Yeah, just cranking off, thinking about what a good
God.
roast would be.
Thinking about how he's going to talk about me, that's upsetting. Don't like that.
Licking my lips.
Ugh. Ugh. Mary's here, though. Mary probably won't say too much to upset me.
Yeah, against my will, I am here. Against my better judgment.
As
Good.
always. And
Yep.
what beer did you bring?
Oh, we're just getting right into it. Yeah, sure. I
We
got.
already popped some bottles, Mary, so.
We did pop some bottles. It's the bottle episode. Is that a
Bottle
thing in the
service
sitcom? Bottle
podcast.
episodes? I don't know, whatever. From
Whoa.
Boulevard Brewing Co. Shut up, Sam. I'm talking. It's their, guess what, guys? It's their strawberry sour ale. So they got a sour. It's cask aged, and it says well rested on the front. So I don't know. I guess it's a little sleepy, or it's not sleepy because it's well rested. 8.0% ABV. Imperial Strawberry Sour aged in wine casks. That's what it says. Alright. It's very cute.
I
It's
don't
very.
like.
It's kind of pinky. It looks orange on the camera, but it's pink in real life. You
I
don't
don't
like what?
think I've
This
had a
beer?
single. I don't think I've had a single beer aged in wine casks that I've enjoyed.
I think this is one of those cases. I'm tasting it now, listener. Dear listener. I think it's one of those things where, like, if you didn't tell me it was aged in wine barrels, I would have no idea that had happened. Because
Okay.
I definitely get the strawberry. Like, it definitely tastes like a strawberry sour. I'm not really getting, like, a lot else going on. Maybe there's, like, a little bit of, like, a casky barrel funk at the end. But again, if you hadn't called it out, I don't think I would be like, oh, yeah, this is a barrel-aged sour. But yeah, it's good so far.
Okay. I have nope.
Do
I well fine, 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 fine,
I
fine.
was I had a bit I was gonna do, so
We have the same
okay.
beer again, Sam?
No, that would be weird. I don't want to drink what you're drinking. So luckily I
I think
don't
you would
have the
think it
same
was
beers.
gross, yeah.
Yeah, I suspect I would. This is from Thierry's Brewing, I think. It's French, apparently. I'm not sure I've ever had a French beer.
It's French, bitch. Bitch.
Okay. This is Winter Pepper. So I'm hoping for a hot pepper beer here. And the reason that oh, 7.5%, which is high for a pepper beer, because usually they're like ambers with heat.
Yeah.
And I think that like peppers are a great way to cover booze, so this is smart. I think of a fruited sour as Mary's signature style. And I think of hot pepper beer as my signature style. So that's why I wanted to cut in line here. Just, I suspect what you have is whatever bullshit you could find. And I think whatever bullshit you could find is kind of your signature style. So I wanted to set you
Aww.
up for that.
Thanks. I
It doesn't
have.
smell hot at all. What the? Oh, I was actually going to
I
talk about
know,
my
I
beer.
know,
Is
I know, I
that
know.
okay with you?
I
You've only
know.
done
This
500
is
of
a
these.
really good energy we're fostering so far in this episode, you guys.
Mary, what you have to understand is this is me and Tyler off mic. This is how we talk to each other all the time.
On mic, though.
Boris isn't here.
I would like to record one of these on Mike. Can we just have him lie down like a human couch and we all just sit on him?
Lie on top of him? I think he'd be down.
Chuck an ass.
Okay.
It's very fuzzy, so that'll be comfy.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh no. Oh no, this sucks.
Oh no. See, this is my secret, is only buying beers that I know I'm going to like.
Yeah.
That's how I do this show.
It's a good move.
I'm so perplexed it's not spicy. And I don't mean that in like a guy who grew up short and like his only way of showing toughness was saying, this isn't even spicy to me. Like,
so I think spicy is he's like crying. Yeah.
I know there's no heat, but is there any like pepper, like flavor or character? Like, aside from Scoville's?
Does it say on the bottle it's supposed to be?
It's called Winter Pepper, and the bottle art, I guess I'll show it to the camera. That's just a picture of chilies.
Those are peppers.
Like chili pepper. Because I was like, what if they think a winter pepper is like a bell pepper? Yeah. You know, because that would be very unspicy, but that looks like...
It does say pepper. Ale with peppercorns. Oh, my.
Oh.
So it's just like, it's like a black pepper... spicy.
It actually says delicately spiced with three types of pepper: Malabar, Fu Quoc, and Ashanti. So I don't know any of those types of pepper. It could be that those are not hot peppers.
Yeah,
but why would
are
you?
They peppercorns? Are they type of peppercorns?
I don't know. Mary is visibly Googling because she doesn't want to listen to what Tyler has to say about his beer. So let's go right into that.
Sure.
I already forgot what types of peppers they were, though.
Malabar.
Was one of them called Ashanti, or did I make that up?
Malabar, Fu Quoc, there's no way you'll spell that right, and Ashanti.
Okay, good news, I got my loudest keyboard in here. It's Malabar, not Malabar. It does look like they're just black peppercorns. Variety of black
Incredible.
Pepper.
Sam got pranked so hard.
My signature beer didn't have the signature ingredient of my signature beer. Radical. Incredible.
I have Heavy Seas Deep Dive Malted Oat Stout, 5.8% ABV.
Hey, that sounds like it might actually be something as opposed to most of your recent submissions.
I know. It's very dark. It had pretty much no head, which is kind of surprising seeing it's only 5.8.
Heavy Seas does a beer called Loose Cannon, which is the first ever beer I had that was labeled as a triple IPA.
Ooh.
And I fucking loved that beer, but also I haven't had it in a decade, so it's possible it sucks, and I just liked it back then. But in my head, it's great.
Well, this smells good. This smells very, stouty, very oaty. I like the nose.
It's from Maryland, you see, so I have pride in it.
It is, right by Baltimore.
The South.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I definitely get, like, the smoothness of the oats. I think there's some, classic chocolatiness in there. It feels kind of rich. I think this is quite nice. Good beer.
Nice.
Yeah. And it didn't have any ingredients in there that I wasn't expecting, which is also quite nice. How about you, Mary?
It's not that there were ingredients in mine that I wasn't expecting. It's there
they
were ingredients
it was a pepper beer.
There were lacks of ingredients.
Black pepper beer.
But the art on here, it's to me that looks like a chili pepper. It's kind of abstract, so maybe I'm just misreading it, but.
I think this is the type of plant.
I think if you call it winter pepper, you know what you're doing.
I kind of agree with Samuel. Yes, I agree with Samuel.
I don't know. Winter is a very cooling time of the year up here in the Northern Hemisphere anyway. Ayo. So I feel like maybe they're trying to hint at that it's not hot. It's
what?
Cold. I think this winter is not like a hot time. I'm making a joke, you guys. My God, you look like I'm speaking like an alien.
Well, while we're talking about foods and also
considered hot,
I got it. I got it.
Let me free from my own cage that I built around myself, please.
I'm trying, but you just
doing okay down there?
Oh, I don't know.
While we're talking about being embarrassed, and also foods, What if we did? We talked about the awkward food bracket.
Sure. I don't even. I don't have the energy to maintain the usual.
I know. I know. I can tell. That's why I went for it.
Yeah, he's taking advantage of my weakened state.
I do think that I said we would probably wrap this bracket up around Thanksgiving, and it's become evident that that will not happen. This will, I guess, be the third to last episode where we cover this particular bracket. Because we got first round of batch 7, first round of batch 8, and then we're just going to do all the other rounds all in, like, a big bang at the end.
All right.
So round 1 of region 7 is pistachio versus pomegranate. And I think with both of these, we're talking about dealing with a bunch of, like, little fiddly bitch bits.
Yeah.
Pomegranate? Because you have to, like, either spit out the seeds or crunch them up. And either, it's just not fun. I'm going pomegranate.
I'm also going pomegranate.
Yeah, man, I struggle to grade that one because it's just so not going to win. There's so many other guys that are going to beat this guy that I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'll pick a loser.
Pomegranate's not going very far, but I was thinking, like, if I saw someone was eating a bunch of pecans, even if they were in the shell, I wouldn't think that was
pistachios.
Pistachios.
Pistachios. Whatever the heck it was. I don't even remember. It lost.
So this is popsicle with eyes, parentheses, Spider-Man / SpongeBob.
Okay, I got you. I think that's
just to give you kind of an inspiration for what we're talking about.
Yeah, here. No, definitely, because I was thinking popsicle with, like, googly eyes on there for a second before you said it.
They were probably talking gumball eyes would be my guess.
Yeah.
Versus poutine. So poutine is quite messy.
It is sloppy, but if you get it in like a fry boat or whatever, that's probably fine.
And if especially if you have a fork instead of doing it by hand.
Yeah. Are we assuming not that the person eating the food awkwardly is an adult?
That is a great question.
It's an interesting question to bring towards the end of the experience.
I don't think we've had as many matchups so far that are clearly like.
What about
me? At least if a kid ate this, it's not weird. If an adult ate this,
giant sailor lollipop. We didn't talk about this.
Honestly, that would have changed my rating for giant sailor lollipop. I think.
I think we have to assume it's an adult.
I'm gonna.
How does that change your math, Mary? I'm curious.
I just feel like if I see a kid eating a popsicle that looks like SpongeBob, it's not weird. It's like, oh, that kid clearly went to like an ice cream cart and got that. That's fine. If I see an adult eating a SpongeBob popsicle, it's kind of like, oh, okay, are you good?
Like, did you go to the ice cream truck by yourself?
Yeah.
I like to imagine
a neutral middle. Just like, that seems okay for anybody to be eating. It's just like, whatever.
I think I'm just imagining like a drone shot of my fat ass running down the road to catch the ice cream truck. And then I don't even buy anything respectable. Like a, you know, a cone or a Chipwich or an ice cream sandwich, and I get one of these, like fucked Sonic the Hedgehog gumball eyeball lollipops.
They don't look like the package at all. They look insane when you unwrap.
Yeah, put me in a home at that point. I think.
yeah. So I think we agree that it's the gumball eyes.
I think it's the gumball eyes. All right. Oh, man, two great foods that Tyler does not eat anymore. It's Reuben versus ribs. A Reuben can be a sloppy sandwich, but if you press it right, it's not that sloppy. Ribs, I would say the only way they aren't sloppy is if something has gone terribly wrong.
I feel like you almost always have to vote for the food that's going to like leave something behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I keep thinking of which one is less weird, because I'm like, well, eating a Reuben, it would be messy, but it's like, you're eating a sandwich in public, it's not that crazy, versus like, you're eating a pile of ribs, and now there's a pile of bones somewhere that you have to deal with. Is it next to you? Is it like, in your lap?
Do you put it in another bag? That's weird.
Yeah.
Do you just crunch them up in your in your mouth and use them for fuel because you're a robot?
Thompson's teeth.
So we're all on the same page that ribs is the answer.
Okay. Yeah, ribs.
And the... Wait, is this the last one? Did I miscount? Oh, boy. Did I miscount?
You miscounted the men.
We should have one more. Shouldn't it be four for the first round? We just did three.
I think I fucked something up. I think I fucked something up, but I'll fix it later.
Okay.
Okay.
Root beer float versus s'mores.
What?
S'mores.
S'mores. I heard s'mores, and I was like, is that a brand of Midwestern soda that I'm not familiar with?
S'mores?
Was it root beer float versus s'mores?
S'mores? Oh, no, I realized what I fucked up. I think pistachios was in last times, and it was the last one from last times, and I put it in as the first one from this times.
But we gotta start all over.
Messed up.
I think we gotta start all over. We gotta run this through really fast though, because it's gonna get boring as shit.
We can do it.
Pomegranate versus popsicle with eyes.
Our two winners against each other.
I know, but it's popsicle with eyes, so we can move right along.
Okay, yeah, okay, that's fine. I don't have enough to vote. Keep going.
Poutine versus Reuben.
Poutine.
Probably poutine, right? But, like, that's not good. Yeah. That one's not going anywhere.
It's fine, yeah.
Ribs versus root beer float. It's ribs.
Ribs.
Okay, and now we're on to the actual last question of the round. That was excellently done. Thank you guys for... giving me some grace with my
speed
mistake.
Round, yeah.
Absolutely, Sam.
We have s'mores versus salad. No, not just salad. Salad with big leaves. And now big leaves is capitalized, and I don't know why I did that. But I want you to think about that while you're thinking about this. Like, you know, sometimes you're eating a salad, and you have, like, that leaf of spinach, and it's in your mouth, and you're like, oh, no, that's only a third of this leaf of spinach, and I got to do that whole... to get it all the way in, you know?
Yeah. I strongly the opinion that most restaurants cut their salad leaves too big. Make the salad bite size. Why is it so large? Yeah. Salads are... Okay, let's just be a little not PC for a second. Salads are women food. I have a small mouth. Make it small enough for me to eat it.
Yeah, put some pockets on that salad.
Put some pockets on that salad. Make it fit me.
I think put some pockets on that salad, Tyler. If you're ever interested in getting into the rap game, that might be your first
There's
single.
There's something there.
Put some pockets on the salad.
I think eating a salad with leaves that are too big is awkward anywhere you do it. So I'm going to vote for that. I already forgot what the other thing was, but I
know it's
big leaves.
The problem...
S'mores are made to be eaten outside.
So hold on.
Sorry, continue.
So I have two issues with s'mores. Number one, they're extremely messy, especially for bearded gentlemen, if we're going to go with the gender on these foods.
Okay.
Extremely beardy. Yeah. But point number two is that, like, yes, they're meant to be eaten outside, but I think we've said that our metric is just, like, on a park bench.
Yeah.
So did you start a fire and cook some s'mores in the middle of the park by yourself?
Yes.
That seems pretty weird to me.
It's not awkward so much as illegal.
What if you went to an outdoor grill and you were at, like, a family picnic? What if you crashed somebody's family picnic where they were doing an outdoor grill experience and you just, like, s'mored it?
I think that the thing that makes it less awkward is that it's supposed to be outside in a weird way. Like, if I see someone eating a s'more outside and, like, even with, like, some marshmallow dribble on the chin, like, in their beard, I'm like, well, what are you gonna do? That's s'mores for you, baby. As opposed to if you're eating a Caesar salad and you have sauce all over your face, I'm like, what are you, some kind of fucking animal?
You're on the bench, you're like, oh my god, do I have a napkin? You're dealing with a fork at minimum.
Okay.
Probably also a knife if you're trying to cut these fucking leaves.
Okay, big leaf salad it is.
Big ass salad. All right.
Big ass salad.
Well, that's it for that round. Mountain. Wow. What a super topical reference, man. Nice job. We'll come back to see.
Sam just wanted us to do individual Audacity tracks so he could pull out like very cheeky little soundboard statements if he wanted.
I have had some fodder, but I do not have the same time I used to have for that type of nonsense.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Big Rock Candy Mountain is a song that was popular a long time ago. So let's reach on back in history. ActionNewsNow.com. Sierra Nevada marks 45 years by bringing its rarest beer to Chico for the first time.
Something that's older than me, finally.
I looked really hard for that.
Sometimes we'll do this beer, like this beer was found in King Tut's tomb. And they're like, oh, not quite old enough for Mary.
Not quite. Immortal mummy, Mary.
It really upsets me that, like, you can read, like, Egyptian accounts of archaeologists, like, ancient Egyptian archaeologists excavating the pyramids. Really, really bums me out.
I guess, how long, like, what's I've heard that also, but what's the year differential there? Or are you talking about, like, 200 years prior, 500 years prior?
Like 7 to 1,000, like 700 to 1,000 years.
Fuck, that's so long, my yeah, dude.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Anyway, the Sierra Nevada's only been around 45 years, but I mean that's a long time in the craft beer world. So they're bringing a beer called Celly Drippins, a very rare beer, to Chico as part of their celebration. It sounds disgusting, you guys.
Yeah, dude.
It's described as intensely hoppy.
Yes, which is, I mean, that's whatever. But the thing is, they brew Celebration, which is a big beer for them. And then it says, quote, "We take the bags of wet hops that we use to dry hop the Celebration beer, and we literally collect what drips off those soaking wet hop bags."
Oh, no.
So, and that's like what they, like, ferment and turn into beer.
Look, we gotta
That's a selling point?
I guess.
It's a Celly dripping.
Yeah.
That's why it's called Celly. I guess it's literally drippings from Celebration, if you shorten Celebration to Celly.
I thought
it was pronounced Kelly Drippins, and I was like, it's my stripper name.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Thanks. Sam?
Just like, is that the episode title? Maybe. That's where I'm at. I'm at maybe.
Okay.
So this seems like a thing where this beer probably isn't very good, but a classic supply and demand thing of like, have you had it? No, I haven't had the chance. Oh man.
Yeah.
I wish I could have it. Oh, I can have it now. I'll go buy it and I'll say it's good. Even though my opinion is irrelevant. I was going to say it was good regardless.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I do wonder how long they've been making Celly Drippins. Like, I feel like this would have been a banger back in, like, 2011, 2013, somewhere in there, when it was just, like, all about, you know?
Just hops up to 11.
I have exactly. A really stupid question. Where is Chico?
It's in California. Like California. It's in your area.
That's what I assumed, but I was skimming this article, and they just keep saying Chico, but they don't say Chico, California, and I was pretty confident. Okay. I don't know. There could be more than one. Yeah. Can we go to the comments really quick? They have some very astute observations article. So,
always good stuff in the comments.
Soup comments. One would think the rarest beer will be brewed where the brewery first started. Which is North Carolina.
Was it not?
I mean, I don't know. That's what Soup says. And then A New Low says, quote, "overrated," end quote, comes to mind. Got him.
Wow.
Okay. So
I think they felt inspired to say those
things. Scathing.
So I'm pretty sure. So Soup, I'm going to take you to task because it didn't say anywhere that it was brewed in Chico. I'm pretty sure it was brewed wherever they brew the rest of the stuff, and they just brought it to Chico. A New Low? Yeah, probably is overrated. That's true.
Does anyone know what type of, like, social media service this is? Because I kind of want to reach out to these people and see if they want to come on the show.
It's not a... I don't think it's a social media service. It's a... It's Action News Now, and they've
Action News Now account.
That's you know what? That's what a new low is. Making an account to comment on like a local news website. Come on, dog.
I will note that Anilo's comment about it being overrated has one thumbs down.
Incredible. Oh, somebody replied to Soup. Brewers in both locations have freedom to try new ideas. This one started in NC and just never got copied back to Chico until now. And then somebody said, and yet it wasn't.
These people need other hobbies. Granted, we're reading them, so they're...
Mary, you brought us to this.
Mary, this is absolutely your fault. I did read these comments and then ignore them, and then you said, check the tape.
I just like how whack people are. I don't know.
Hey, I'm inviting all four of these people on the podcast, so maybe stop being so mean to them.
I'll be to them on the podcast. Bring it on.
Something else I want to mention is you can only get this at the Chico Brewery. It'll be served in 10-ounce pours for $8 a pour, which seems a little pricey.
Are you guys talking for a while? I gotta sign up for ActionNewsNow. .com. Okay.
Oh boy.
Sam's goofy.
Invite these people onto the podcast.
Of course he is. Sam's hurt that the. Oh, did you even know about this, that some guy reached out to us?
I forgot about that. I haven't actually checked the email in a week, so maybe, no, there's no way.
Some guy, he's like promoting some, like, concoction of Eastern herbs.
It's wellness bullshit.
Yeah, it's wellness bullshit to, like, help with your drinking hangovers and stuff like that. And so he probably sent a mass email to, like, 10,000 people that had beer somewhere in their names, but he was like, I want to come on and talk about my like tiger penis and ginseng herb that I want people to snort. And so we said yes, but we haven't heard back from him. We haven't heard back from him yet.
We spent most of an episode composing the email response. Like that was the content of the episode.
Yeah.
And I knew that because I listened to every episode.
All right. Yeah.
So Sam's
Well, you skipped the Jed one, so that's probably why you don't know.
Yeah.
Most people skip the Jed ones, let's be real.
Sam said that we haven't heard back from that guy, so he just wants somebody to reach back out to him. That's why he's sniping these fools. But his little blunder with the segment earlier, Beck and I were playing a game today. You try to name all 50 states in 6 minutes.
Oh man.
It's extremely difficult.
I don't think I would do well, yeah.
So we neither of us made it in 6 minutes, but then we just kept on going to see if we could get there. And I was on 49 for like 15 minutes and I was like, what the fuck? Like there cannot be another state that I'm missing. And I realized I had miscounted. I had just doubled a number. I'd been thinking of like a non-existent state for 15 minutes.
Nice. Well, good job getting them all.
Well, thank you.
I'd had a similar thing, in high school, we were talking about could we name all of the Pokemon, and that was at the Gen 1, because it was back then.
Yeah, like back when there was a normal number of Pokemon, all these weird fake ones. Anyway,
I was at 149 out of 151 for so long. You guys want to guess? You want to guess who I forgot?
Rhyhorn and Rhydon.
Well, it makes sense to guess an evolution of two. It was an evolution of two. It wasn't those either.
Oh, it was not. Oh, I don't. Cubone and Marowak.
Oh, man, this is such bad content. I'm sorry, you guys.
It was Rapidash.
Mankey and Primeape.
Okay, that's a valid one. Because, like, what even is that?
Yeah.
I was furious. I'm still making my account, though, so.
Oh, so, okay. Should I just do, like, my content, I guess?
I guess.
Guys, I went to Universal Studios in Orlando to go to their new park called Epic Universe, which, like, LOL at that name. But then I went there specifically because one of the universes there is the Nintendo Universe. So I got to go to the Super Nintendo World, which was really cute. And I, like, got a fake punch of Mario block, and I got to play a Mario Kart ride game where I played against it's not Senior Chess Limmer, Tuxedo Mask.
Tuxedo Mask,
yes.
And two strangers. Mask. and I beat them all, which I think was really great because I was sitting behind a guy I didn't know, and when we finished the game and the scores were posted, I screamed, "I did it!" And I bet that made that guy sad. So yes.
What was? Tell me about this game, because like
yes.
At first, I was thinking it was kind of like go-karts, but now I hear that you're just like, so tell me about it.
It's weird. Yeah, it's definitely kind of like, I'll just say it's kind of lame. So basically, you're in a car with three other people, so a car of four. You're on a set track, so you're not driving in any real sense of the word. You're wearing a VR visor that does augmented reality shit. And so while you're going along the track, you're seeing, other, racers, racing around in front of you. And your goal, if you pay attention to, the lore while you're in the line, is to shoot the, Bowser cohort drivers. But not, the Super Mario drivers. Okay. So you're shooting, Koopas, not, Princess Peach and, Yoshi. But if you're not paying attention, you're going to shoot them all and then you, lose coins, which is, haha. And so that was, it. And also the only driving component was, occasionally an arrow would show up on your little VR screen to the right or the left, and you have to turn the wheel that way. And if you do it on time, you get, points. And if you don't, you don't get points.
It's kind of like the Men in Black ride.
I think so. If you've
been on that one.
I have, yeah. And then there is, it was kind of weird because there is, real stuff, in the real world as you're driving around. There's, a fake, cloud guy from, Mario. There's, a
Likey
fake
too?
Bowser. No, it was a different guy. It was, a wind.
A different cloud guy!
It was, literally a cloud that was a guy, and he was, blowing wind out of his cloud mouth. I know who.
We don't need two Likey cloud is. Guys, Mario.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's that, and there was a Bowser, and then there was some other stuff, but it was hard to look at the real stuff because you're too busy trying to shoot these digital things that are in your little visor. But I still crushed it, so I felt good about
that.
Way
to go. Nice.
Yeah, it was funny because I was obviously playing too intensely, and then Tuxedo Mask was playing, the guy in front of me was playing, the girl that was diagonally in front of me got 0 points, so I feel like she either didn't get it or was like, I don't want to do this, and I was like, you know what, that's fine, you deserve to lose.
Did you yell, this one was for feminism at the end?
Oh, I should have. No, I just screamed I did it in a really aggressive
way.
There's a breed of man who would be so furious that you won and yelled that.
I hope the guy in front of me was that.
That's the type of man that I would really love to be quite upset.
Yeah. Yeah. Tuxedo Mask handled it very well. I was like, are you prepared for me to talk about this the rest of the day and also forever into the future? And he was like, yeah.
Is he competitive? He's... I don't know the guy. Is he competitive?
At Ballroom, yes. Extremely. And everything else that we've ever competed in, no. Because he knows that I'm very competitive.
He's tactically not competitive.
Yeah.
Because he's a big gamer, but so are you.
Yes.
And you're both ballroom people, but let's be for real, he's better than you.
I'm retired. Yes.
Well, sorry, I didn't realize you were retired. So maybe it's just that he was like, well, I'll always smoke her ass at this, so I'll stay competitive at this and just pretend I don't care about the rest of it.
Well, because also I'm like a child, so if we play some game, like a card game or something, and he kicks my ass, I'm like, well, I don't want to play this anymore. Like, literally, I'm the worst. I'm the worst person you ever met.
The only games that I play with Emily are co-op games, because I'll smoke her whole ass and she'll never play with me again.
We're basically at that point also, too. That's why we play a lot of, Diablo and, Path of Exile and all those games, so you can play just on the same team, and so we just do that a lot.
That's nice. That's... Becca does not only play... We play versus games, right? Like, against each other, not co-op teams?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, occasionally,
I guess the two of us are just a little more, mature evolved. Than
you guys are. Mature.
That's valid.
Mature,
occasionally,
exactly.
I'll humor Tuxedo Mask with a game, a round of Mortal Kombat, whatever the newest Mortal Kombat is, because I'm awful at it. And he's quite good, and he knows all the little combos. And I'm just like, how do I kick? And by the time I figure it out, I'm dead. So it's like, you know.
It's quite kind of you to play that with him. Because I think that there are different like learning curves to different styles of game. But a technical fighting game is like kind of the worst for that.
Yeah.
It's tough. So like, you're probably worse than the AI. So yeah. He's just kicking your ass for fun, because he could just play against the computer and probably beat its ass, too.
One time I won, and I was really excited about it for a while, and then, like, I think 5 days later, I was like, you son of a bitch, you let me win, didn't you? And he was like, and I was like, mm-hmm. So, because I was probably becoming unbearable from, like, losing so much, you had to let me win one of them, so.
That's pretty funny.
Know thyself, you know, I have a weakness, and that's it. I don't like to lose.
Somebody in my office found a, like, the like, pre-Jeopardy test thing. Mm. Like, a Jeopardy, like, not a qualifier, but, like, if you're interested, you can try this and see if you even have, like, a little bit of a chance.
Yeah.
And we all took the test, like, everybody I worked with, and I beat everybody, so now I'm going to be insufferable about it for the next week.
Because I feel like you have a good trivia knowledge, Tyler.
Oh, I killed it. I got 23 out of 30. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Also, you're insufferable about most stuff, so that it kind of really works towards your skill set.
It was horrible when I won that award, and people would be like, are you sure you want to do it that way? And I'd be like, well, everything I do is award-winning, so, you know, yeah, I'm pretty sure I do want to do it that way.
Yes.
And then you were featured in the Allegheny newspaper, and my dad was obsessed with that, so you're riding that high, I'm sure.
Buddy, I'm on TV again. They just had another news segment with me.
Can't fucking keep up with you and your IMDb page.
I'm an absolute celebrity.
Incredible.
Is that your content? Because I would like to ask you 35 more questions about it.
Go for it.
I'm done with my content, so let's go for it.
Well, Tyler gets fucking pissed off if we go content to content. Are you going to be okay? No, he'll be fine about it, because we're talking about how great he is. He'll love it.
And circle back to how great Tyler is.
No, I already gave up at the beginning. I like to go news, content, but we busted it right at the beginning. So.
Well, it is always weird when I have the bracket on.
I know.
That has to come in multiple segments.
It's fine.
Why are you so famous, and why should I care?
You shouldn't care, and it's because nothing else is going on in Delaware. That's why. Like,
Try again, but make it interesting this time.
I want you guys to understand that, like, I bring these things up because I think they're, like, dumb and funny that they're happening. Not because I'm like, look at this cool news thing I did, you know?
I don't know. I'm secretly very proud of you, Tyler. Whenever you get on the news. I think it's great.
Thank you. No, somebody just was like, we want to, you know, do a news story about cool things to see. So we're coming on down to the museum. And I'm like, well, okay then. I guess I'll show you around. But, I don't know.
And did you say anything about all the masturbators you catch?
No, I did not.
No!
Didn't say anything about that.
No. I'm just saying, like, they say if it bleeds, it leads. And I think the best thing after a murder is catching someone masturbating.
It wasn't exactly bleeding. More like seeping.
If it seeps, we keeps.
Yeah, you got it. You nailed it.
Kelly Drippins.
Amen. Well, now it has to be the episode title, Mary. You pushed me off the fence.
Yeah.
Talking about crimes, dog, let's go to our next article. It's not really an article. It's a video. It's a 42-second video from independent.co.uk.
Violent shoplifter. I was going to be so mad if we didn't get to this content. Sorry, continue.
Violent shoplifter poses as wheelchair user to steal beer before assaulting security guard. Have you guys watched the video? Just go ahead and watch the video.
I'm watching it now really quick. Hang on. Wow, he's throwing cases of beer at people.
Yeah.
This doesn't feel well thought through.
No.
It was
good
until he burst out of the wheelchair and started throwing.
None of it was good.
Crime isn't good. Let's say that off the top.
No, I don't give a shit. Crime is fine. I don't give a shit. Depending on who the target is, I really don't care. But so it's like this guy in a wheelchair and his friend is pushing him, and he has a jacket over what are obviously several beer cases in his lap. And they both look young as hell. So, like, none of this was a good plan.
Oh, yeah, the guy is 19. Yeah.
And then they like, go to the door and, like, hit the little door jam. They can't get past it. The security guard comes out. And then the guy in the wheelchair is just like, well, I guess I'm rumbled. Better start throwing punches. So he springs up, starts throwing punches, starts throwing beer at people. It's crazy.
I think if I got caught doing this maneuver, I would do the O.J. Simpson that just keep lying no matter how far-fetched it seems.
This glove doesn't fit. And they're like, sir, why did you bring a glove?
I just be like, no, man, I can't walk. I don't know why you're yelling at me. I can't walk. And if they try to take you out of the chair, you just flop on the ground. Be like, I don't know, man. Right. Seems like you're the asshole now. I can't walk.
Arthur Knight strategy, if you've been paying attention to that story.
Also, it'd be weird to be doing this since you're very much of an age where you can just buy your own alcohol, Sam. You don't have to pretend to be...
Yeah.
Well, I guess, hang on. He was a 19 British kid.
This
is in the UK. Because the drinking age there is 18, right?
So this it's wasn't to circumvent...
Yeah.
It wasn't to circumvent age. The law. It was to circumvent the dollars.
If somebody caught me, because the security guard comes up and, like, stops them, why didn't they just sprint away? Like, instead, they went from, like, I don't know, losing their incredible haul of 2 cases of beer to, like, they're going to jail for assault, you know?
Yeah, right. You know, people just don't think sometimes.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
They really should have huddled up and talked contingencies beforehand. Oh, man, maybe they did, and they were like, here's what we do. We throw the beer at the guy. We throw it really hard, and it will bounce off his head, and then it'll hit all of the other bad guys' heads, because I threw it really good.
It's just so funny. Like, the fact that he's in a wheelchair doesn't add much to, the achievableness of the crime. Because the beer isn't disguised at all. Like, you can clearly see he's got beer under there. So why not just, like, try to carry some beer out instead of the whole wheelchair hijinks?
I mean, like, let's get a... Let's get a wheelchair with a better undercarriage.
Right.
Like, a more sturdy undercarriage. And let's get a blanket. Let's get a classic FDR blanket.
Yes, let's get a little rascal. Yeah.
No, you sure. You just get a baby stroller, and then you just put shit in it, and you close the top of the stroller.
This feels like a crime of opportunity to me.
Feminism.
They found a shitty wheelchair and were like, what crimes can we do with it?
What crimes can we do with this? Yeah.
Oh, boy. Maybe. I don't know. It's a pretty crazy
Do we have a contact information for this guy? Because I would like to invite him on the show.
I don't want to talk to him. I do not want to speak to this.
I kind of really want to talk to him. Even just to be like, hey, dumbass, what was your plan?
He's going to yell at you. Are you kidding me? Did you see the last, like...
Oh, no, he'll yell at me.
He'll call you mean names like Grandpa.
I don't want some fucking chav yelling at me. No, thank you. Do we have more bracket to do, though?
Yes, we do.
Bracket me, baby.
Let's do it. Oh, man, we have a slaughter coming up. This is Popsicle with Eyes versus Poutine.
Yeah, I think Popsicle with Eyes is going to win this whole
Popsicle with Eyes
segment.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Will it be Poutine the first time?
Ribs is good, though. Ribs is good, too.
I think ribs is good, and I think salad with big leaves is also good.
Okay, I think Popsicle with Eyes wins that one, though.
That wasn't a question. Ribs versus salad with big leaves.
This is tough. I still think, like I said, you have to give it to the one that leaves something behind.
Yeah, I had the same logic for the same result.
I would also say ribs, yeah. Because I feel like if someone's just sitting on a park bench eating a salad, it's like, aw.
If they're that sitting poor, that on poor, a park bench.
That poor desk woman is like having her little like park lunch where she gets to leave her cubicle for 30 precious minutes.
Yeah.
And then to round it out for the week, Popsicle with Eyes versus Ribs.
This is actually a good one, I feel like.
This is a very good one.
I think so. From a facial hair messiness perspective, ribs is worse. From a leave behind perspective, ribs is worse.
Okay.
If I accidentally make eye contact with someone while I'm eating this perspective, popsicle. The popsicle with eyes is a thousand times worse.
That's true. Yes. That's true. Yeah.
I think tough. Seeing a grown person eating the popsicle with eyes is more sad than seeing someone eating a plate of ribs on a park bench. But also, it's like, that's not, the depression is not part of the voting.
Yeah. I don't know if seeing a person eating a popsicle with eyes is embarrassing as much as it is like disturbing weird. Or frightening.
Well, it's not upsetting. Embarrassing. Awkward. Awkward is the...
I'm sorry. Awkward. Yeah.
Make sure we have our North Star set.
You're right. I'm going to go with ribs, I think. I know I said just mere seconds ago that popsicle with eyes was going to win it, but I have to say ribs.
Well, it still could. You could be right, despite voting against it.
I'm going to go popsicle with eyes.
Yeah, I was already going ribs, so okay. When I was saying that sentence, I knew it wasn't happening because of how numbers work.
I want to stand in my truth. Just say what I believe.
Yeah, for feminism.
But I also feel good about ribs. For feminism.
I'm
always fine with going along with what the men want, you know?
Just to preview some of the highlights from next time, we got soup dumplings, spaghetti, and a T-bone steak. So that's just three of the eight.
Things that I think are delicious. All three things.
True. What a delight.
It is a shame, and I think I called this out at the beginning, that we were doing a food bracket where how good the food is irrelevant.
Not
and
part of it.
I was opposed then, and I'm opposed now, and I think I said we would get through it by Thanksgiving, and clearly we're not going to.
Somehow I was not involved in deciding what this bracket is, but I'm here participating in it, so I take
no. How did we do it last time? Because I think we should do it exactly the same way again, even though it turned out like shit. I think it was like...
Zach did this to me.
I think we and Jed picked... what bracket we were going to do, we and Zach picked the entrance or something like that.
No. It was you, Zach, and Jed did the entrance, and I think it was you, me, and Zach who figured out, like, what the category was going
to
be.
Oh, man, Zach and Jed were on an episode together? I should listen back to that. It's probably the funniest thing in the world.
It's infuriating. It's infuriating. It was the one I was texting you about. I was so mad. Anyway.
Incredible.
Well, you shouldn't have had a grandparent die or whatever happened.
Yeah. Yep. Speaking of things, kick in the bucket, newschoolbeer.com, Rogue Ales reportedly ceases all operations.
That's fucking huge news. I know.
It's major. So Rogue, Rogue has been a big one. They are out of Oregon. Rogue Dead Guy is probably like the biggest name, but they also had their Hazelnut Brown Ale, which was pretty big. I saw Bat Squatch in a bunch of places. They've been around for a long time.
Rogue Chipotle Ale was my
favorite
beer of all time for years.
No. Yeah.
They for a while they were putting out some really good like some small batch stuff. I was getting a lot of it out in California. Obviously, but they've just been big in the industry. They were doing a lot of stuff. They were moving and shaking, pushing a lot of things forward. And now it's not confirmed.
Too far.
Yeah, apparently it hasn't been confirmed. But as Mary said, it seems that they may have pushed too far. And the rumor is that they owe $500,000 to Port of Newport.
That'll do it. The only problem with Rogue is that sometimes I get them confused with Southern Tier for some reason. So for a second, I was really worried about this, and then I realized they weren't Southern Tier, and then I got less worried about it.
It's weird. I always got Rogue confused with Stone.
Yes, me too. Mm. Me too. Yeah.
I think partially because they both were so intense about being like, we're independent, and also, for autism reasons, they both have 5 letters in their name, and that's
okay.
How my brain stores information. Not a bit.
I know.
But I'd prefer them to Stone. Because I think Stone is way further up its ass than Rogue was.
Big time.
Well, the problem with Stone is that their whole deal for a long time, like when I was in college, was just like, how hoppy can we make the IPAs? And I was like, that's gross. But also, I had a fun... One time I went to the Stone Brewery, and they have a good restaurant there, so I went there for lunch. I was there on a Monday, and it was technically Meatless Monday, so they're like, here's our meatless menu, and they're like, you can have the regular menu, too, if you want. And I was like, I would like the regular menu, please. And so everyone else got, like, vegetarian tacos, and I got a plate of sausages. That's my brand. So
that's pretty cool. I like that.
Thanks.
Yeah, I agree. You know... If Rogue goes down, I think it'll be sad. I'll miss them. You know, Dead Guy was something we drank a lot of. They were doing some cool stuff. I like their beers. We will keep an eye on this space and see how the story develops.
We should check in on friend of the show, Sam Adamson, who is from Newport, Oregon. Isn't that where they're from?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
That's where he grew up.
Yeah.
So this may have affected him. He might be back in Oregon. He was in Oakland for a while there, but I think he might be back in Oregon now.
I will say their official website doesn't say anything about this yet, but I guess his article is based on like them telling their employees they're going to close. So that seems pretty legit. Sad.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. It's not like a new thing that a big titan goes down, but it would be unfortunate.
Okay, do you know what would rule though?
What?
Is Rogue is doing fine and knows they have a leak. And they don't know who their leak is.
Right, right.
But the thing is one of these guys. So they tell these five guys, hey, don't tell anybody, but we're going under. And then just waits for this to come out, and they're like, no, we're not. Also, you five guys, you're all fired. I don't know which one of you it was, but we don't trust none of you. You're out of here.
So
they told other people, like, different big news. They're like, hey, guess what? We're going to, like, I don't even know what I'm trying. What would be equivalent?
Brewery on the moon.
Well, do a merger with... do a merger with somebody or an expansion into a new state or something. Like,
we're going to get into food.
My favorite real life version of this is you guys know the acronym WAG, WAG.
No.
It's often used over in like Europe. It's wives and girlfriends, like typically of like football
sports
players.
People. Yeah, yes, sports I've folks. Heard of but it. Not, okay, I have heard of that. Yes,
but not exclusively. Yes. So there was one WAG who she kept on finding all of her personal stuff in the tabloids. So she decided to run a sting doing exactly what you just said, Samuel, giving like different pieces of information to all their friends. And she caught the person and the tabloids called it the Wagatha Christie case, which I thought was pretty good.
Fuck yeah. Good job, tabloids.
So I like that one.
I do like that.
That feels like something I should do in the D&D campaign at some point.
Right?
Yeah. Leak some info to if, for instance, I had another member of my party who was a huge fucking gossip. Maybe I can test her loyalty. I didn't mean her, their loyalty. Who's to say? Who's to say?
The player is different than the character, of course.
But also you're playing a gossip columnist. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look forward to that, listeners, in 7.5 years when that season of D8 comes out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are we about beer times?
I think so. We did Ribs. Do all of these. How about
we
that?
We did all of them. Yeah.
Good job, us.
Okay, then. Who wants to start?
I'll do it. Too late, Sam. I had from Boulevard Brewing Co. their strawberry sour ale, cask aged and well rested, apparently. 8% ABV. Good for just like you could just be like, this is a strawberry sour. And I'd be like, that's delightful. The whole like cask aged, well rested stuff is pretty lost on me. But I don't know. I don't think I have that good of a palate, I guess, for this type of stuff. But, yeah, so I thought it was pretty good. I'd probably give it, like, a 6.2, just because it was good. I feel like it probably could have done something more exciting than just be like, it was in a barrel for a while. Like, okay, what else? So that's it. Pretty good. Recommend it if you like strawberries. It's tasty.
I mean, the way that barrel stuff should work is it's supposed to enhance other flavors. Yeah. But it feels like this beer didn't bother to make good flavors and then just threw it in a bucket, which is not really...
The strawberry flavor could be enhanced in some way that it wouldn't have been if it wasn't in the barrel, but, like, I don't know.
It's impossible to tell.
I guess I should have tried to see if they had, like, a non-cast-aged version of this and done, like, a
Buy more of it. That's how you really take them to task.
That's how I get them.
Samuel?
Yeah, I had my first Franche beer on the show. This is... I'm sorry. Sure, I'm saying this wrong. Therese. I don't know. Winter Pepper. This beer is fucking infuriating. Because it's not a hot pepper beer.
Just because you didn't know what kind of pepper it was doesn't mean it's not a pepper beer.
Look at the fucking bottle, man.
That's probably where black peppercorns come from.
I agree,
just like that.
I agree with both of you because the picture.
That's weird because we're saying the exact opposite shit.
Classic. No, because the picture.
Fence sitting white man.
There it is.
No, it's just
enjoy funny. Voting for Joe Biden again.
Yeah, I can sleep on a fence. Post in the mouth. That's how you do it. The picture supports Samuel, but, like, if Sam had bothered to just read the words that were also on the bottle, then he wouldn't have been tricked. So that's
so. In my defense, Emily bought this for me.
Okay, all right, that's fair. All right.
She had both of my daughters with her. So she probably was not looking that closely. Yeah. She was like, "We got to get the fuck out of here." But yeah, this doesn't taste like that much because it wasn't supposed to, I guess.
Once you found out that it was supposed to be like black peppercorns, did you get like a black pepper taste? Or what do you think?
No.
No.
I don't.
That's too bad.
So I do penalize beers when I'm lied to. I think I'm still going to do that this time, even if it's not fair.
Self-inflicted lie.
I'm going to give this a 2.2 and recommend it to people who want to be able to say they've had Franche beers.
Okay.
Although maybe it's lying to me. And it is not, in fact, Franche.
You never know. You can't everything. Trust them. Yep.
Can't
trust. We're not even on a podcast right now, Sam.
I'm still in that coma. Oh, no! Yeah.
Heavy Seas Deep Dive Malted Oat Stout 5.8% ABV. I thought it was quite good. I thought it was nice and smooth. You know, good body, not too light or anything like that. Tasted nice and kind of, you know, chocolatey. I wouldn't have minded like another 0.5% ABV. I think this could have dealt with that and would have been good. But overall, I liked it, so I'm going to give it a 7.6. And recommend this to, I don't know, Sam, I guess, so he can get back into his Heavy Seas kick.
I gotta represent my state.
That's right.
We're not good at much. We got Old Bay, we got a cool flag, and we got Heavy Seas Brewing.
Yes, I agree with 1 out of 3. Do you know what you're drinking next week, Sam?
Legitimately don't know which one of those three. Is it Heavy Seas?
Yeah, I don't like Old Bay. Well, let me clarify a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think Old Bay is fine on seafood. I think it's fine.
Well, it's very good on seafood, but
people think it's incredible on seafood. I think it's fine. People also put it on all sorts of other shit, like mac and cheese. Terrible on anything else. So that's where I stand on Old Bay. And the flag is too complicated.
I love that it's too complicated.
That's right. I'm a classic bay.
Salt Bay.
Yeah, you guys remember him? What's he up to?
Anyone's got other memes?
Oh, I'm pretty sure he's like a right-wing grifter or something at this point. Like,
there's some bad news.
The only possible direction for that shit to move in.
That makes sense to me. Sam, do you know what you're drinking next week?
Well, I think Emily's going back to the beer store next week, so probably I'll end up with whatever mistake my children make then.
Yes, you're going to get a mistake from your mistakes.
My wife, while she's taking care of all of my children, also has to go to the beer
store. Whoa, not all my children. I had the baby.
I take care of my son, and he takes my daughters to the store.
I send the women out of the house during the
cold. He's the hard part.
Yeah.
The girls can fend for themselves at home.
Uh-huh, they can fend for themselves, exactly. Yep.
Heaven forbid dad and son go get beer for the women.
Have to, go out into the cold Wisconsin winter.
Man, maybe I will just walk him down to the beer store in the stroller. He'd be cool with that. He's not weak like those women in my house.
A likely story.
Yeah. Wait. I said yeah to that too.
You said yeah.
I did. Oops. Oopsie. Modern feminism is complicated.
Whoopsie. Listener, if you want to be on the show, because Sam is desperate to get somebody else on the show.
Desperate for guests.
Yeah, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at brewstoos, or you can blue sky us at brewsdaytuesday. Don't let that keep down. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better, friend. Yeah, no replies yet, I just checked. No replies.
Bummer. Bummer.
Do you think it's maybe I said the fact that I gave the exact same reply to all four of them maybe makes me feel a little disingenuous?
Nah.
Yeah.